This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden Saturday signed a bill that suspends the U.S. government's $31.4 trillion debt ceiling, averting what would have been a first-ever default. Reuters' Lisa Bernard has more.
The White House, in a statement, thanked top Senate and House leaders from both parties. The bill's signing came a day after Biden hailed it as a bipartisan triumph in his first ever Oval Office address to the nation as president.
There were extreme voices threatening to take America for the first time in our 247-year history into default on our national debt. Nothing would have been more irresponsible. No one got everything they wanted, but the American people got what they needed.
Both parties cobbled together an 11th-hour deal that suspends the debt limit until January 2025 and caps spending, and it passed through the Senate and the House this week.
With rescue work completed, authorities have begun clearing the mangled wreckage of two passenger trains that derailed in eastern India, killing over 300 people and injuring hundreds in one of the country's deadliest rail accidents in decades. Investigators are looking into possible causes behind Friday night's train crash in the district of eastern Odisha state, including whether human error or signal failure played a role. 15 bodies were recovered on Saturday night alone. China's defense minister defended sailing a warship across the path of an American destroyer and Canadian frigate and transiting the Taiwan Strait, telling a gathering of some of the world's top defense officials in Singapore on Sunday that such a so-called freedom of navigation patrols are provocation to China. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Air raid, artillery fire, and explosions rocked Sudan's capital Saturday as fighting between warring generals entered into its eighth week. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
Witnesses told AFP of bombs falling and civilians being injured in southern Khartoum, while others in the city's north reported artillery fire days after a U.S. and Saudi-brokered ceasefire collapsed. Residents reported that warplanes of the army, led by General Abdel Fattah Burhan, targeted positions of the paramilitary rapid support forces, led by General Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo, who responded with anti-aircraft fire. Since the fighting between Sudan's warring generals erupted April 15th, volunteers have buried 102 unidentified bodies in the capital cemetery and 78 more in cemeteries in Darfur, this according to the Sudanese Red Crescent. Both Burhan and his deputy-turned-rival Dagalo have pledged repeatedly to protect civilians and secure humanitarian corridors. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Some Ugandans are searching for a way to leave their country, which has recently put into effect legislation prescribing the death penalty for aggravated homosexuality, which means infecting a partner with HIV, AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Some from the LGBTQ plus community have stayed indoors since the law was signed, fearing that they'll be targeted. The new law signed by President Yoweri Museveni had been widely condemned by rights activists and others abroad. President Joe Biden called the new law a tragic violation of universal human rights. Homosexuality has long been illegal in Uganda, under a colonial-era law criminalizing sexual activity against the order of nature. The punishment for that offense is life imprisonment. I'm Karen Chamas.
A senior United Arab Emirates official says that the Gulf nation wants a UN climate summit it's hosting later this year to deliver game-changing results for international efforts to curb global warming. But the UAE diplomat Majid Al-Sawadi said doing so will require having the fossil fuel industry at the table. Environmental campaigners have slammed the presence of oil and gas lobbyists at previous rounds of talks, warning that their interests are opposed to the goal of cutting greenhouse gas emissions. And last month, scores of U.S. and European lawmakers called for the summit's designated chair to be replaced over his links to state-owned Abu Dhabi National Oil Company. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.